Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Friday, Hockman and Crowder Show. Somebody wants to know on the text machine, Crowder, do you go crappie fishing? See, when I went to work, my first radio job was in Belglade, which is right on Lake Okeechobee. And then I thought it was crappie fishing. And, you know, we'd have these liners to read on the radio station because I'm not a fisherman, because it's spelled C-R-A-P-P-I-E. And then I learned it was crappie. And I still, to this day, even though I worked out there for a couple of years, I have no idea what crappie fishing is. Do you go fishing for crappie?
Yeah, in the spring and fall, they spawn, and you can actually smell them on the flats. So you'll ride up and you'll smell like a stench because all the, you know, males are secreting their little juices and the females are on the beds, and you can catch 300-400 in a day. Actually, if you go to my Twitter and go back, I hit them last spring and we caught like 300-400 one day.
And you eat crappie? Like, does it taste good?
Yeah, it's one of the only freshwater fish. I don't really like freshwater fish to eat. Like, I catch bass and, you know, peacock largemouth and all that stuff, but I don't really like eating them because they taste like, you know, they have that dirt taste to them because they're in the, you know, in the lake. But crappie is amazing. I call it crappie. I'm country, so we still call it crappie because it's spelled like crappie.
Yeah, I remember the first couple times I was on the air, and, you know, I'm reading a liner for the fishing show. Make sure you listen to the Big O Fishing Report. They'll give you the latest on the crappie whatever. I remember the GM calling me into his office. And this is all in a trailer, so his office and the GM, everything's with air quotes. But he's like, yeah, it's pronounced crappie. I'm like, oh, all right, yeah, I have no idea. even working out in Lake Okeechobee, I didn't go fishing. It's not my thing, man.
Some people call them shell crackers. You would love it, though. The fish are literally 2 feet away from the boat. You could sit there and catch a fish right next to the boat. You could watch them swim past the boat.
But at Publix, right in that, right in the seafood aisle. I mean, gracious. It is just inches away from your basket, and you scoop your hand in, you grab what you want, you put it in your basket. Look at that, caught a fish. All right, let me give you the code word for the 3 o'clock hour here. Today's the last day to win some money with the code words. Then we give the contest a break for a while. The word this hour. This is the third time we've had this word during this round of contesting because I've made the same joke every time. The word this hour is bike. Insert your own Myers-Leonard joke, your own Myers-Leonard misspelling joke. Text the word bike, B-I-K-E, to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Just text the word bike right now to 72881. And you could win $1,000. It is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Text the word bike to 72881. The big story today is Dwayne Wade. And the announcement, somebody texts in, I was today years old when I found out it wasn't crappie. Yeah, it's crappie. Mm. Big news today, I would say, is the Dwayne Wade announcement. He has purchased or is purchasing a part of the Utah Jazz. And this has outraged some Heat fans. Some people are outraged at D. Wade. Other people are outraged at Mickey Arison for allowing this to happen. And Crowder and I are pretty much in agreement. Keep your hands out of other people's pockets. This dude made a business decision, and that does not affect, in my opinion, his legacy on the court with the Miami Heat. That will always be, to me, Heat number one. And D. Wade will always be, I believe, my favorite Heat player, unless, you know, someone comes along. But yeah, I just don't feel that it affects his legacy. He obviously is a pretty smart dude.
$305.
Dale.
Somebody texts in, am I supposed to laugh at the Myers-Leonard joke? Cause it was funny AF, but not sure. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. If you're alone, sure. Laugh at it. But yeah, you had D Wade on the I Am Athlete podcast. Like he came and hang out with you and Brandon Marshall and Chad Johnson and Fred Taylor, and he's a businessman. And this was a business decision. I mean, one of the things to get clear is like, this isn't D Wade, and I understand everybody has, you know, the logos and the jerseys and the hats and, you know, the fat heads on the wall, and so you want a Heat lifer to be a Heat lifer, and when he left for Chicago and then Cleveland, it hurt, but he came back and everything finished right. But the truth of the matter is, just so everyone understands, you know, D Wade didn't wake up this morning and go, you know what, I'm going to buy part of the Utah Jazz. Hey, Gabby, I'm going to buy part of the Utah Jazz. This is a long process where the owner of the Utah Jazz, I'm sure, courts him. They go over the financials and what he can bring to the team and what they believe they can offer him. And this is a long process. And if you don't think that D-Wade had other opportunities to buy into other teams, including the Miami Heat, and didn't play it all out with his advisors and confidants and family, like, you're crazy. And so he obviously made the decision that he feels is best for him, his future, his family, and how could you hate on that?
Are those same people mad at 800 Degrees, the restaurant him and UD own?
right.
Seriously, it's a business. They went into business after playing for the Miami Heat, or for UD case, why he's still playing for the Miami Heat. UD owns a Subway. Are y'all now mad at Subway or UD for him to venture off into another business opportunity that didn't have to do with the Heat? It's the same exact thing. I know it's an NBA team, but to your point, Hawk, the research was done. It is a friend that he is going into business with, the owner of the Utah Jazz. It's the same exact thing of 800 Degrees. Him and a buddy got together and said, hey, let's go into business together. So if you're not mad at 800 Degrees, you should not be mad at Dwayne Wade owning a part of the Utah Jazz. It's a business venture for him post-career.
We said it earlier at 2 o'clock, like, Michael Jordan doesn't own the Bulls. Derek Jeter doesn't own the Yankees. He owns the Marlins. Like, this is a natural progression in an athlete's life who then becomes a businessman.
The person that's mad at D-Wade, and I saw it on Twitter, it just blew my mind this morning. Are they mad at Jeter? Because he's a traitor. He should own the Yankees, correct? There's no way he should have left New York.
I would say that there were probably Yankees fans that were like, oh my God, how could he leave the Yankees family and go, like, but I would say the same thing to them that I do to someone that, you know, is questioning what Dwayne Wade does. Like, Derek Jeter found a business opportunity that was right for him, and that's what he's pursuing. Same thing with D Wade. So
would they be mad if KD tried to buy a piece of the Heat when he retired?
I think
or would
I
we
think,
embrace him
well,
because
KD
he's
doesn't,
buying the Heat.
KD doesn't, he, but he doesn't have the, it's got to have somebody that has like an identity with one particular franchise.
Steph Curry leaves.
There would be Warriors fans. There would be Warriors fans that would say, what are you doing, Steph? Like, why aren't you a Warrior for life? You know?
Those people puzzle me. Seriously, that puzzles.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's one thing if they leave to play for a team and you're disappointed. That I get. To go into business and do a business deal that's potentially gonna, you know, put you in the echelon of the elite of the elite business people in the world. Like, yeah, no hate here. We're using up all the time here. Go ahead, Alejandro Solana. Let's get a quick look at headlines.
The Florida Panthers, they lost 3-2 in overtime yesterday, a crushing defeat at the hands of the Tampa Bay Lightning. We'll try it again tomorrow.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah. Stupid Tampa Bay. That city doesn't deserve that good of a hockey team. They'll play again tomorrow. No offense, Crowder. No offense.
Let's buy him.
They'll play again tomorrow, 7 p.m. in Tampa.
All right. You can hear that game on 560 QAM tomorrow.
The Marlins, they'll begin a 3-game set today versus the San Francisco Giants. 7:10 p.m. first pitch tonight.
All right. Very good. Lone Depot Park. Be a hot one tonight. Got to find out if the roof is open or closed.
The Heat, Jimmy's on that, by the way. The Heat, they'll play Brooklyn on Sunday to 3:30 p.m. tip-off on ESPN. But before that, they'll play tonight. They'll be in Minnesota. They'll end this 4-game road trip versus the Timberwolves. Heat, heavy favorites tonight, 6.5 on the road, ending this four-game West Coast road trip.
Yeah, we'll talk with Lee Sterling in the next segment, see if he has any feel on tonight's Heat game.
Yeah, we can't buy the Lightning. They're worth $470 million. We wouldn't get a piece at all. We'd own a percentage of a percentage.
Let's stick with, like, maybe we can get Stuckey's. Maybe that. Maybe they're, you know what I mean? Like, maybe we just, we drop our... We drop our sights at something more more appropriate for guys like us. You know, a guy like you that would stay in a hotel and plunge his own toilet.
If we called Mr. Stuckey and told him that, he would save us in his phone as damn dummies.
Also, on Sunday, Inter Miami, they open up their season. They host the LA Galaxy from Drive Pink Stadium in Fort Lauderdale. That game's on ABC.
All right. Go Inter Miami.
Tomorrow, their spring game. It's at 11 a.m. Kickoff is from Hard Rock Stadium and is closed to the public. You can hear the game, though, on 560 The Joe, WQAM.
All right, very good.
Finally, guys, it takes 27,000 trees to make all the toilet paper the world goes through in just one day.
Say that again. How many trees?
27,000 trees to go through to make the toilet paper that the entire world uses in just one day.
27,000 trees to make the toilet paper. Huh. I wonder how many trees there are on the planet, though.
Billions.
Billions, yeah. So 27,000 trees is not very many trees. How many trees are in the world? Let's see here. 3.4 trillion.
Who?
It says here on Google, that means there are roughly 422 trees for every person on Earth.
Even it out.
Will we ever run out of trees? This is a common Google question because it comes up. Will we ever run out of trees? A team of researchers led by experts from the Yale School of Forestry and Environmental Studies recently completed what they claim to be the most comprehensive tree census ever. And then you have to click, but I am so uninterested by just that one sentence that I will not be clicking.
Have you ever wiped with like a piece of loose leaf lined paper or anything?
No, I'm a human.
Not just like I won't choose to, but you know, you're in the car, you got to pull over, you know, the stomach's
in the
bubbling.
Car.
You got to pull over, the stomach's bubbling, you don't have a napkin or a paper towel or tissue, and you got to just, you know, grab a college rule loose leaf.
Man, get control of your insides.
I got IBS, man.
Don't let your insides control you. Bro. You control your insides.
I swear, I can sit in the car, turn the music off. If my stomach's not right, you can hear it sitting in the passenger seat. Gloom, 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 gloom. And then it says,
Remind me never to ask you for a spare piece of paper. I don't need to be near your notepad.
Hey,
all right, anything else?
We're riding to Okeechobee next week to go fishing and go to Stuckey's.
Yeah, I think you're going to give pecan log a whole new meaning.
I done pulled over the side of 27 before.
The answer to your question, by the way, Crowder, is yes, a CVS receipt. That's what I used once.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Stop it. Stop it. It's too narrow. No, then it got all over your hand. That's too narrow, a CVS receipt.
You fluff it up. You ball it up and fluff it up.
Like a little paper
snowball.
That's right. Like a knife with the sharp corners. Goodness.
You know what they say, less is more.
Yep.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither, but I agree.
Don't
we were
say
on the same
yep.
Side.
How dare you say yep?
He had my back. That's my man.
All right.
Here's your weather update from the Ectrogen Weather Center. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. Nice and sunny outside, 85 degrees. Tonight, the lows are going to drop to around 70 degrees tonight, around 70 degrees. That is your weather.
All right. In the next segment, Lee Sterling, the sports handicapper. See what he thinks of the Heat game tonight and maybe some of those NFL over-under, the win totals for the season that were released today. Let me talk about keeps before we get to Lee Sterling, and this is a way to end the week. You know, you're looking in the mirror, you see yourself losing your hair, and I always say that I wish keeps was available to me when I started losing my hair because it's too late for me. But you know what? If you're looking in the mirror, you know you're starting to lose your hair, it's not too late for you. More than 50 million Americans suffer from male pattern baldness, but there are two FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss, and Keeps offers both. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. You start with a convenient virtual doctor consultation, and you don't ever have to leave your house. You do the doctor's consultation, you know, on your FaceTime. You can do it in your backyard if you feel like it. And then they deliver the medication straight to your door about every 3 months, and they come in discreet packaging. Keeps has proven results, and it's low cost. Treatments start at just $10 per month. Keeps offers generic versions as well. They've got more five-star reviews than any of their competitors online. Go online, you'll see. So prevention is the key. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months to see results. So don't go another week without ordering Keeps. Don't push this off any longer. Like I said, I wish it was available when I was losing my hair. So if you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/hoc, H-O-C-H. You receive 50% off your first order. That's keeps.com, keeps.com/hoc, H-O-C-H, and you get 50% off your first order. You can do that right now before the weekend starts. keeps.com/hoc. All right, we'll talk a little sports gambling. Lee Sterling, the sports handicapper, he will join us next here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You're listening to a show that's a live potato.
Loaded potato.
What in the hell does that mean?
Hawk and Crowder. And
Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. We always point out he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy the conversation. The website, again, ParamountSports.com. Hello, Lee.
I'm good.
Is he there? Oh, there you are.
I'm here.
Yeah, we didn't hear you there for a second. Let's jump right into it so we don't run out of time here. I want to jump into it because Heat and Timberwolves tonight. Timberwolves are an awful, awful, awful team. Heat have lost two in a row, though. But the Heat are 6.5-point favorites on the road. You have any feel on tonight's Heat game?
None whatsoever. I mean, Victor Oladipo is a game-time decision. Carl Anthony Towns is a game time decision. I just don't see how you can bet this game. So we're just going to lay off it, and sometimes better just to watch it and take some notes and prepare for the next game. So I think the Heat do need Victor Oladipo. He's got to be healthy if they want to do anything in the playoffs. I mean, if you've watched the last two games, they have just faded in the second half. So real important that he regains his health, and he can add something to this team.
Yeah, that would make it an easier run in the playoffs. There's no question about that. What about, I was talking about this when we started the show, NFL win totals came out today. And again, it's a 17-game season now, so win totals might look a little inflated to people. But are there any of the NFL win totals that are intriguing to you?
There are, and there's a couple I'm going to wait on until we have the NFL draft so we can, you know, at least know who the quarterback's going to be. But here's something you have to know first before you bet any win total. So if you add up all the wins by the 32 teams and a 17-game regular season schedule, it's 272 wins. Well, if you look at William Hill, who was the first sports book that has put out NFL win totals, the ones that I deal with haven't put them out yet, but they'll put them out and they'll massage them soon. So if you add up all those win totals, it comes to 277.5. So they've added 5.5 to that number. Also, you have to, you know, think about juice. You know, it's not 110 to win 100. Sometimes you can be laying 135, 140. Other times you can be getting, you know, 110, 120. So those factor in, and then also they're holding your money for about 6-7 months. So I take that all into consideration. There's two that I like a lot. I usually bet unders more than overs because the overs are inflated. I like New Orleans under 9.5 plus 120. That's the first number to come out. Whoever they put out a quarterback, you know, whether it's Winston, whether it's Hill, it's a huge downgrade. I think Tampa Bay has gotten much better than where they were last year in the regular season. So under 9.5, I think, is my strongest play. Second strongest play is under 10 in Seattle, plus 105. I think Russell Wilson was kind of sending a message, you know, when he said, you know, he was interested or open to being traded. He realized there's not a whole lot of talent other than an all-pro receiver and a great middle linebacker. Their offensive and defensive lines are really weak. So I'm going to – and also that division has gotten stronger. Every team in that division should be much better than last year. So we'll play Seattle under 10. And then some others I'm looking at are Tampa Bay over 11.5 plus 100 with the NFC South, with the Saints, Carolina, Atlanta being weaker or not great. I think they'll win 12, 13 games pretty easy. And then I like the Dolphins over 9, minus 135. I think this is a 10 to 11 win team as long as they draft well. I'm going to wait and watch the draft. I think they need a receiver or a tight end that can be a difference maker, and also a running back, maybe an edge rusher too. But that's something. And then the Patriots under 9, minus 125. If they don't draft a quarterback in the draft, I think Cam Newton, just not a right fit. I said it last year. We like the Dolphins over and the Patriots under. I think the same holds true for those two teams.
And, Lee, speaking about that, I just thought about it when you were talking. You said you'll wait till after the draft. Could you anticipate the Dolphins going to get a Kyle Pitts or, you know, a Jamar Chase or something and bet the over before the draft? Because if they draft great and let's say they have Kyle Pitts and Najee Harris, I think the total would go up. Can you capitalize before the draft anticipating that a team will draft correct?
Yeah. You know, I might put a small wager on it. And then if those two guys or someone similar, let's say they get the running back from North Carolina or Etienne from Clemson, yeah, then you know, then you can, you know, bet the other half. I want to see who they draft. If they go, like, you know, center, edge rusher, middle linebacker, and let's say they trade down and get the third or fourth best receiver, then I'm not as high. So I'll probably put a small wager as soon as that comes out, as long as it stays at 9. Probably won't play it if it goes to 9.5 or 10. So I think, yeah, they almost have to draft a tight end or receiver, and also have to draft a running back. They're so weak at that position, and then also the injuries. I mean, something happens. I mean, Devontae Parker injured all the time. You know, they've just had too many injuries in that position. They need to have some playmakers and some depth.
If they have the ability to draft Kyle Pitts and they pass on him, I'm going to be so angry. I want that dude. You know, I'm a Hurricane fan, but that dude looks good.
He's a freak.
All right,
Lee
Sterling. Yeah. He is a freak, and that's what I want my team filled with, physical freaks. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. Give us three picks for the weekend.
Okay, so I don't think it's a deep card. I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you one regular play for tonight and one UFC play, a big play for tomorrow night. So tonight, okay, I like Memphis in the NBA over Chicago. They are, how about this, the Chicago Bulls, 17-37 as a home underdog against the spread the last 54 games. And on the other hand, Memphis, 17-7 against the spread the last 24 games. So Memphis, I think, has found themselves. Chicago, Zach LaVine, he's gone for this game. He will not play in this game. And how big a loss is he? A lot of people don't realize this, but he's not averaging like 18 or 20 points a game. He's averaging 27.5 points a game. They made a trade for a center, thought that was going to push them up in the playoff standings, but they've lost four straight, and he'll miss this game due to COVID protocols. So just too much. Their offense wasn't good with him. It's even worse without him. It's dreadful. Let's play Memphis, the Grizzlies here, minus 3 on the road over your ex-Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, I like that one. That makes a lot of sense.
Now on to a big – this is a combination bet. It is a backup the Brinks truck and also
– whoa, we have a Brinks truck sound effect now, Solana? Look at us. Wow.
Back it up, Lee. Come on.
Wow, Solana's even got some. Wow, this is. I mean, we put all our budget into that. We've got nothing left for the rest of the show.
All right, so we're going to back the Brinks truck up and also have another bet, which we call bet a little, win a lot. So Abdul Razak Al-Hassan, he is fighting a fighter named Jacob Malkoon. Now, Al-Hassan is nicknamed Judo Thunder. Great nickname, fighting Malkoon, nicknamed Mamba. He doesn't deserve the name Mamba. Malkoon has fought all of one UFC fight. He was brought up during the pandemic, and I think the only reason he's on this card is he works out with Robert Whittaker, who is going to be fighting Kevin Gastelum. So I think it was kind of like a favor thing. If he is still in the UFC in 1 year, Mark, you are going to be fighting with your son. JD, you two guys are going to be a tag team combo and be signed by the WWF. This guy is an absolute stiff. He's out of shape. Last fight, his only fight in the UFC, he got knocked out in 18 seconds by Philip Hall. So Al-Hassan is a guy who's fought seven UFC fights. He lost his last two fights. He was a little out of shape in his last fight, and he lost. I think he's fighting for his UFC life. I think he is a quality fighter here. This is one of these fights, you know, like you're throwing someone, maybe chum, for the Sharks here. I think Al-Hassan is going to knock him out early because, how about this? All 10 of his wins have come by first-round TKO or KO or stoppage. So we're going to put a wager on him at 3-1 to win the fight. That's the back the Brinks truck up, guaranteed winner. But how about this? Bet a little, win a lot, a three-team parlay that he wins inside the distance, that he wins by KO or TKO, and that he wins in less than 1.5 rounds. What that means is a total of less than 7.5 minutes. So the three-team parlay pays, if you wager $100, $428. So back to Brinks truck up, wager on him to win. Abdul, Judo Thunder, Al-Hassan, and then also our bet a little, win a lot, three-team parlay on him also.
I like it, Lee Sterling. Here's the only problem with the back the truck up sound effect I noticed when you first played it, Solana. Doesn't sound like it's backing up. It sounds like it's zooming away.
It backs up. It backs up and then it zooms off because we locked it in. We locked it in, Lee.
All right. Fair enough. The website is ParamountSports.com. I like that Grizzlies bet tonight. Grizzlies laying the points against the Bulls. And then tomorrow, I mean, Sterling has been money with these back-the-truck-up picks, and he likes Abdul Al-Hassan over Jacob Malkoon. And then also try the three-way parlay where Hassan wins inside the distance by KO or TKO and in less than 1.5 rounds. So there you go. A little something to root for. Thank you as always, Lee.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
There you go. I'd like to get the most out of our back the truck up sound effect, Solana. So I'd like to hear it one more time if we can. Just want to make sure. Okay, so it's backing up. Obviously. Yeah. I see. Open the doors.
Shifted
close
it
the doors,
through the gear.
Get your money.
Right.
I got you. Okay. All right. And then we get the hell out of here because we don't want people hanging around our money.
Right.
Is that a two-stroke engine? And
that's it. I mean, it's a big old truck, and it's loaded down with a lot of money. I mean, it's just the way that it goes. Yeah. All right. I like it. All right, we got to take a break here. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Rojo solo vaso. Let's have a fiesta.
Hock and Crowder.
Don't forget the 4 o'clock hour, Panthers goalie Chris Drieger going to join us. He had one of the best saves you'll ever see on Tuesday night.
Yeah. I have some questions. I've never talked to an NHL goalie before. I got some very good questions.
Well, we had Kevin Weeks on a couple weeks ago. I mean, he's not a current goalie, but he was an NHL goalie.
Well, I got some questions for the guys that are still sitting there getting the pucks hit at their face.
All right. I'm just saying, we have talked with a goalie, Kevin Weeks, very good goalie.
Yeah. Well, I didn't ask him these questions. I got good ones.
You sandbagged it with Kevin Weeks?
I was holding out, man.
This guy's cherry picking on interviews. He's just hanging out waiting for an outlet pass.
You text me with Kevin, hey, you got anything? Nope. Nope. I'll wait for somebody
else. I'll hand it off to you. Yeah, I'll hand it off to you for drinks. I saw this crazy article. What do you think of this? I love your I Am Athlete partner, Chad Johnson. I've told you before, I love the fact that he, you know, tips $1,000 when he goes to restaurants, and he's just super friendly to people. He tweets out. I follow Chad on Twitter, and, you know, he'll tweet out, getting on a plane right now, sitting next to two ladies. I will know their life story by the time that we land. And it's not a put on. He genuinely likes people. He likes making people feel good. He likes, I like him. And then we learned Shaquille O'Neal. We saw that video that went viral a couple weeks ago where he paid for the kids'
engagement ring
at Zales. and he buys something for somebody, he said, at least once a day, where he'll just be in a store and he'll see somebody paying for something, he pays for it because he's got all this money. So I love Shaq. I like guys that do that. I like guys that have, you know, just boatloads of money and share it. You know, it's not they don't lose their humanity. So I saw this article a couple days ago. It says Shaquille O'Neal is one of the richest athletes in the world. He has a net worth estimated to be over $400 million. But here's the interesting part of the story. It says Shaq's parents used to help homeless people all the time when Shaq was a kid, despite making under $60,000 a year combined. So when the Big Diesel became a millionaire, he made it a point to help others. Goes on, Helping random people, though, isn't all Shaquille O'Neal does. The 15-time All-Star is such a generous individual, he once loaned a teammate $70,000 and then didn't ask for it back. I was curious what you think of this story. John Sally, who played with Shaquille O'Neal on the Lakers in the 1990-2000 season, received a $70,000 loan from Shaq. And it says here, the incredible part of this story is that Sally never had to pay Shaq back. When I needed cash, this is what John Sally told DJ Vlad of Vlad TV. When I needed cash, he said, how much? To this day, Sally said, I went back $70,000 and he said, nah, we're good. O'Neal and Sally won the 2000 championship over the Pacers, even though they played only one season together. Shaq and Sally are close friends. And goes on. So I was just curious, what do you think of that? Now, Shaq doesn't need the $70,000, but I would imagine John Sally has $70,000 plus now that he could certainly give to Shaq. So what do? You owe someone $70,000. You've got it. You can pay it. And the dude says, nah, I don't want it. Are you good?
I would get him some, like, I'd buy him a car. I'd get him a chain, like, whatever he likes. You know, if he fished, if he liked motorcycles, like, I would spend that money and get him something I know he would enjoy.
Yeah, because I was like, because if somebody says to you, look, bro, I don't want it. You needed it back then, and I don't want it. Like, you're going to write me a check for $70,000. And again, I know this is ridiculous to have a conversation about $70,000, but this is the way that it is when you're a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
So he says, yeah, I don't want it. Like, Sal, I just don't want it. You send him a lifetime Ruth's Chris card. Like, you call up Ruth's Chris, or you call up Amex and say, can I get a Amex Black card with $50,000 loaded onto it? Like, something, right? Or do you think Shaq is doing the, no, I don't want it, but it's really incumbent on you to give it to him anyway?
Yeah, but the cash, like, that's what my thought, Hawk, would be. It can't be money. Because he doesn't want money. It would have to be something more personable. It's like on your anniversary, you can't give your wife an envelope full of money. That's not personable. Right. I think it, like for you for that multi, like you're saying, he's worth over $400 million. For that multi millionaire, it would have to be something from the heart for them to accept it. But this story is crazy to me, Hawk. The most I've ever loaned a teammate was $14,000, and I looked at them every day when I walked in the locker room with the big guys.
I cannot imagine you handing $14,000 to anybody without a signature somewhere.
Young dude, had a not drafted high. I don't want to give too much information because, you know, I don't want to put the person's name out there. Not drafted high and messed up his money. Didn't understand you only get paid during the season. And he came up and was like, hey, Crowder, man, like, it was a summertime. We didn't get paid until August. He was like, I can't pay my rent. You know, like, I have a car bill. I have insurance. Like, and I was like, how much? Do the math tonight. Let me know tomorrow. And he came up, and it was one of the young dudes, defensive guy, I took under my wing, and he was like, bro, to be honest, it'll be like, you know, between $12,000 and $14,000 to carry me until after camp. I said, I got you. But that was on Wednesday. I knew the money wasn't coming until after August. Thursday, I walked in and looked over at him with the big eyes. I'd be in the hot tub. He'd walk in the hot tub. Hey, fellas, what's going on? In the back of my mind, I'd be like, what's going on is I'm $14,000 down. But I would never say it because I tried to help him, but right. I would think it. I'd be honest. I would think it every time I saw him.
Way to get in the spirit of giving, Crowder. So did you get the $14,000 back?
Yes. And you know what? Yeah. And he tried to, like, he gave me the $14,000, and then we met at Weston. This is, I don't know how I remember this. We met at the Carolina Ale House in Weston, and he brought $14,000 cash, and he was like, here you go, bro. And he had, you know, had a little envelope and gave it to me, and he was like, yeah, you want to grab something to eat? And he wanted to pay for the meal, and I was like, no, bro, I got $14,000 in my pocket. I got I get your chicken wings. Chicken wings on
right.
me tonight.
I got the meals on me. The meals
so
on
when
me.
You say I'm heartless, I did pick up the bill that night that he repaid me. And I didn't take interest.
$14,000 for 6 months
at 7%. I make 7%. Like, he owed me a couple more, you know, he owed me $1,000 more, but I let him keep the interest for 6 months at 7%. See? That's why I'm an angel.
Not heartless at all. Crowder is not heartless at all. He happens to be very generous. He won't let on, but he happens to be very generous. Chris Drieger, he's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk a little Panthers hockey with him. The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open safely for your entertainment. That's where you should have headed with that 14G. Cheetah Pompano is the perfect location, central to everything in South Florida, your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. Masks are required. There's multiple hand sanitizing stations. You can make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs. On the menu are things like wings and salads and sandwiches, not to mention their daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. Got to check it out. See for yourself. And you can always grab your buddies after work. Head on over to any Cheetah Club, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach, West Palm Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. Happy hour rolls till 6 o'clock, so you still got another couple hours. You can get all the details on their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Like I said, Chris Drieger is going to join us. Also, your next code word, your next chance at winning $1,000, that is next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I don't know what happened to me. I went through menopause. It's not puberty. I went through menopause.
Hawk and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.